Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, with my friend Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey up, how's it going? Hey, is that right, Ray?
Not bad.
I'm alright and all. Well, we're just in one of our favourite places in the world. Or as they say on Top Gear, in the world. We're at the Bushcraft Forest. We've just been for a pint at one of my favourite pubs. At my favourite pub in the world as well, the Old Poets' Corner in Ashover, in the Amber Valley of Derbyshire. And we've come up to one of my favourite places in the world again, the Bushcraft Forest, where we've spent many, many happy evenings with friends. Just relaxing by the fire, cooking food on the fire, drinking ales and then bivvying. Under tarps or just under the stars. So it's a pine forest on the top of a hill here in Derbyshire above the Amber Valley, and at this moment in time we are sitting on a rocky gritstone ledge in between, there's an overhang above us and then a huge drop below, and we're sitting on like a crack in the rock and just looking out across the Amber Valley towards the east. And until I started this boo and someone very inconsiderately started mowing their lawn just down in the valley there, there wasn't a sound to be heard apart from the tweeting of birds, the tweeting of my phone, me tweeting and recording video, and the slight dull, like, what's the word, Ray? It's totally escaped me. The whistling of the wind through the trees in the pine forest. It's quite a cloudy day today, and the clouds heading towards the northeast, and there's been some rain threatened. But we thought we'd just head out and just nip for a quick pint. It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but we've nipped up to the forest afterwards just to come and sit on this ledge and basically to come and visit a place that, if you wind back the clock around about 5 years ago, we're up here pretty much every week, or at least once every 2 weeks for around about 2 years. And like I say, we spent many a happy evening and day here, and it holds some awesome memories of, like I say, great time spent with good friends. And it's a shame, really, because at this moment in our lives, those, like, times spent with friends seem to be a little bit more few and far between. Ray and I are obviously going out quite a bit and off wild camping and walking and things like that, but the rest of our friends, I suppose it's just the natural progression of life. Everyone settles down, they've got their own responsibilities, they've got their own commitments, and it just makes it harder to arrange times like this to come and camp out in the forest with friends and just remember some old memories. In fact, my friend Ray has just typed out a message, and we've just been discussing it actually, that we need to try and arrange something, because it is quite hard, I suppose, to pin everyone down on a particular night. We all work different shifts and we've all got different times off, and it is hard sometimes to pin everyone down. But it needs to be done more often, I think. I think the last time we were all together, our little group of friends, all of us here, the original Bushcraft gang, was probably around about, how many years ago, Ray?
44.
It feels like 44, doesn't it? It probably is 4 years, 3 or 4 years at least. And that is too long. Not that I didn't before, but nowadays, especially over these last like 3 or 4 years, I've really come to appreciate the area that we live in. And as I'm sitting here now, looking out over the Amber Valley, I can see the Ogston Reservoir. I can see down towards Ashover and Ashover Rock on the hill in the distance. I can see Hardwick Hall. I can see Bolsover Castle. And this pretty much is where the Pennine starts. As the Amber Valley rises towards Beeley Moor near Chatsworth, it's pretty much in this sort of part of the country, it's where the Pennine starts, from the flatlands down towards Derby. It seems to rise up towards the Peak District. And if I could see through the hill that's now behind me, I could look down into Matlock and down towards Ryber Castle, into the Derwent Valley. But it's a stunning view. And it's just another one of those places that, I can see where we live now. I can see, if I had a telescope, I could probably pick out my house. It really is a beautiful part of the country. And I feel really lucky to live in this area of Derbyshire, on the border of the glorious Peak District. I have to use the word glorious. If anything, just to make Ray laugh or make my friend Jay laugh, because Jay did pick out that I use glorious Peak District on everything. I do it on my videos now as well. I do it on Boo's videos. It's just become a little, it's like good morning audio Boo or good evening audio Boo, and then the sign-offs. It's my sign-on while I'm in the Peak District. Glorious Peak District. And it is glorious. It's not as hilly as some places. But it's beautiful nonetheless. And I appreciate that we live so close. I don't know about you, Ray, but I couldn't live in a city.
No.
No, definitely not.
Drive me crazy.
I would go stir crazy in amongst the buildings. This is 10 minutes from home. And when I'm on the way to work, I can see this forest on the top of the hill. And whenever I look at it, it just makes me smile because of the memories that are here. I haven't been booing as much of late, just not for any reason in particular. So I just thought I would come and sit here and record a boo and just basically ramble on about the surroundings. Because Adrian, Phil, Rick, we love to ramble. We love a good ramble while we're rambling. I don't do it enough. Okay, so from this little crack in a gritstone cliff, Ray's laughing because I use the word crack. I'll say goodbye for now. And I'm going to relax now and concentrate on not falling 40 feet to my death. Okay, people. I'll speak to you again very soon. So, bye for now.